This is an Envoice Media podcast. You're listening to Scared Money, Don't Make Money podcast. And here are your hosts, Sam and Sonny.
All right. Welcome back to Scared Money, Don't Make Money. We don't have a guest today. My name is Sam.
My name is Sonny.
And we're just going to talk about our last trip to Vegas, which was literally last week.
For a whole week.
I was there from Sunday through Friday,
right?
Which is a very long time, especially for gamblers.
Yep, that's true. I was there for Monday through Friday. And for me, when I go to Vegas, I feel like 3 days is the max. But when you go past 3 days to 4 days to 5 days, that's where it gets a little sketchy. And that's where you have to control yourself.
Yeah, so our experiences are a little bit different this past week. I know last episode you weren't here, so I had a special guest, Danny. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about different types of sports gambling because you were actually in Vegas. So
right.
This week we're going to talk a little bit about our experiences in Vegas last week. It wasn't a full gambling trip, because we were there for kind of a little bit of a work event as well as gambling. And so when we do that, it's a little bit different because we host parties and nightclubs for our clients. And then we're also trying to get into some of the gambling aspects of it while we're there, right? So yeah. Do you agree that, like, I had actually, previously to that, it was more of a leisure trip. So we were able to gamble more. So mm-hmm. I won a lot of money.
Right.
But this trip, because I was focused more on getting business and working and hosting parties, that, like, I actually only spent, in 6 days I was there, I think I only spent about 11 or 12 hours gambling, which is very little for me in 6 days.
For you, that's very little. But for me, that's a lot.
Yeah.
But because last trip, I only put in probably like 2 hours for the whole 4 days and, you know, 4 days of the trip. So going from 11 hours to 2 hours, or maybe like we should be gambling at least 2 hours a day. So that adds up to maybe like, you know, maybe 8 to 10 hours for me.
Right.
And that would have been good for me. But for you,
that was very little. But yeah. I wasn't really excited about gambling this trip. Only reason, because I started off down and I ended up losing money this trip. So right. The money that I made the previous trip, I actually gave it back this trip. So
that's the hard part. Because when you start off in a hole, you know, it's really hard to climb back out, right?
Yes.
So,
I mean, there was a couple of sessions where I was losing money when I shouldn't have been gambling, because we were out drinking and went clubbing and hosting. So, but then, like, I wasn't sleepy, so I went down to the casino and then I was trying to unwind and, mm-hmm. and gamble. But, like, literally, I lost like $5,000.
Right.
In so, like 10 minutes.
And like I said before, remember, like, maybe like 3 rules. Like, after 4 a.m., I don't gamble because I know I'm not 100% alert, or either I drank a little too much or I'm tired. So, therefore, right. I just go straight to bed. But if you go past 4 o'clock in the morning, that's where, you know, you're not 100%, you know, alert.
I totally agree with you, especially on this trip.
Yeah, exactly. We're like busy hosting clients and doing all these different things. And the last thing in our mind is to gamble, right? But then when we have time to go gamble, it's really late.
Yep. And you can see this bottle. This is a 15-liter bottle of Veuve, which is a champagne. And that was one of the bottles that we had in one of the nights that we were hosting, which was a humongous bottle. It was a really fun night. But that was the night that I actually ended up going back downstairs. We got back around 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then I went downstairs to gamble at 5 a.m. And then I lost $5,000 in like 15 minutes. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go to sleep. But a game that I actually started playing this trip that I normally don't play. As you guys know, I'm more of a blackjack player or roulette player. So I was playing that. But I started off bad playing blackjack this week. So I ended up losing money. And then I was at the Fountain Blue.
Yep.
And then we moved to the Encore Wynn side mm-hmm. for the rest of the week. And I ended up sitting down at a game called Free Bet Blackjack. And Free Bet is a little, it's like an alteration of the normal standard blackjack. Right. But it's like, instead of risking, if you have a split or a double down on a 7, 8, or 9, 10, or 11, or a pair, except mm-hmm. for 10s. Any pair, except for the 10s. You can actually get a free bet, meaning like you don't have to risk your own money. and the casino actually, whatever you bet. So if I bet $500 mm-hmm. on one hand and I got a three and a three, then instead of risking another $500 for the three, splitting the three, mm-hmm. they'll give me a free bet of $500.
Yeah, the casino will place the bet for you.
The casino will place the bet for me. So they give you a little round chip that says free bet, and that's mm-hmm. equivalent to whatever I have in my original bet.
Right.
So then if I have another three, which I did in this one hand, you do get another, you know, 500, 500, 500 on double downs too.
Right.
And so, but the only catch to that is that if the dealer gets a 22, mm-hmm. it's a push and nobody wins or loses.
Right.
So I got lucky because the first session of sitting down on free bet, I cashed in 1,000. And I was playing, and for some reason, in two shoes, the dealer did not get a 22 at all. So it was like...
It's really rare.
Which is rare.
Yeah.
Because as I continued playing a few more other shoes, I did see 22s hitting more.
Right.
But in the first session I was sitting, I think you were sitting with me.
Yep.
I didn't hit any 22s for the dealers. And I had like a crazy run where like for four hands, I had like splits and double downs.
Right.
And had like 6 to 10 bets, free bets that I wasn't risking, mm-hmm. and won on those, which is huge, right?
Right. I mean, I remember one hand you had $300 on the first bet.
Yep.
But then when you got the free bets, it kind of added up to maybe like $2,400
yep.
in total.
Yep. Because there was like splits and double downs, and it was like 8 total, right?
Yep, exactly. Yep. So if you would have won that bet, you would have won $2,400.
Yeah.
Which you did.
I didn't win the full amount.
Oh, okay. You won.
Yeah, I won part of it because it was a split and double. So I did win half of it.
Right.
So if I were to risk my own money, I would have probably broke even or maybe made one unit.
Right.
But because I was not risking my own money and it was a casino who gave me the free bet,
right,
I ended up actually being positive $1,200
right.
instead of being, you know, like even.
Right. And for blackjack players, a free bet, you normally don't want to play a free bet because, you know, there's a catch. Like Sam said, if the dealer gets 22, then it's a push no matter what. If you have 20 or 21 and the dealer gets 22, then nobody wins.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, so I actually found it entertaining. I think I played four sessions of free bet blackjack this trip, and I actually could have been down way worse.
Right.
But I did come up like $7,000 or $8,000 on one, and then another $4,000 or $5,000 on another. So it kind of like helped me mitigate my
Sunday
losses. Yeah, my
the
Sunday
first day,
losses.
Yeah.
My first day Sunday right. at Fountain was really bad. But
was this your first time playing free bet?
It was actually I played before, but it was like smaller bets just to kind of mess around.
Right.
But this is the first time I actually played where it was like at least $300, $400, $500 bets.
Right.
So. You know, normally you have one of those games at a casino table area, and they're usually like $25 to $50 mm-hmm. for people who are like not really wanting to play blackjack, and it's kind of a additional mm-hmm. thing. But like I ended up, you know, playing that. And so I think I played for like, after you walked away from the table, I played mm-hmm. for another hour.
Yep.
And so my bets were going from like $500 to $800.
Mm-hmm.
And so they actually changed the table limit to reserve so no one else can play.
Which is rare.
Which is rare also, yes.
Yeah, because that table is like, okay, you only have one or two table. And they want other people to play. But then if you're betting a lot more, then, you know, they'll put a sign or increase the limits for you just so then because you want to play by yourself.
Right. And so initially I said, hey, can you increase the limit to 100?
Mm-hmm.
And then they raise it to 300. And then when I started betting $500 to $800, they were like, okay, like I'll just put a reserve sign.
Right. Yeah. So like if you go back, would you play that game again?
I think I would give it a chance. Like normally I wouldn't, but like, right. I mean, I went to high limit table like every single time and every single time I lost, you know? So it was like, it was crazy. Like I had $4,000 one time. I sat down, traded in $500 chips. So I had 8 chips and I lost like, I won 2 hands. And then I lost the rest,
right?
Like all in a row. But I don't like playing double deck blackjack, which is like, I don't know. Most people say they have better odds, but I had worse luck in double deck. I'd rather play 6 deck,
right?
And that was a double deck, and I should have got up and played 6 deck. But Danny was there with me, and he goes, "Just play double deck, has better odds."
Right.
And then I ended up losing like 5 hands straight, and I was like, "Forget it."
Well, that's blackjack or even gambling in general, right?
Right.
Everywhere you go, you're pretty much, you know, flipping a coin. You never know if you're going to win or lose. And based on the, you know, if you're hot or cold, you might be cold for the rest of the day.
Right.
It doesn't matter which table you go to. You go to craps, you go back, right, go blackjack, you're going to lose. This is one of those days, you know?
I agree. And it's so funny because I remember we went to the craps table mm-hmm. just kind of for fun before dinner or something. Yeah. And you were like, let's just play the features. And I had a situation where I was like, I don't know, I just can't play for a little $5 bets. And I was like wanting to play
right.
hard eights.
That's your personality.
That's my personality.
You like action.
I do like action.
I'm more conservative. I would just play the way I like to play. But then for you, you and I are like oil and water.
We are a little bit.
We're a little different. But, you know, I mean, when we play together, it's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
Like, he gets impatient with me when I play blackjack because he gets like, he plays for 10 minutes. He's like, I'm bored with this. I'm going to go to the craps table. And then when I go to the craps table, I'm like, oh, I can't play for fun. And
you get bored.
I get bored because it's not fast enough for me.
Yep.
So then I'm like, okay, I'll just play a little bit and then go off to my own table playing blackjack. So
yeah, I mean, for example, on craps, after he played free bet blackjack, he came to over to the craps table while I was playing there. And I said, hey, let's just chill for a little bit. Let's just play the future bets, meaning that the future bets is for, like, if you hit all the numbers, then you get a bonus, right? And I go, that's the only bet we will do. He said, okay, sure, I'll come and play with you. All right. So he comes and plays. And then next thing I know, he's throwing chips, $100 chips on hard eight, hard six, soft eight, soft six. I'm like, oh, Sam, we came here just to relax and have fun. But here you go, you know, placing all these different bets. But that's just Sam's personality.
But so. I did end up winning.
You did.
I won $500.
Right.
Because I hit the hard six or hard eight twice.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So that's what you like playing. So, you know, that's the way you play it as well. So, what, you know, it's fine with me.
Yeah. I mean... But I know, like, we didn't do a shoot last week because we were in Vegas. And we should next time
maybe do
take
one
our
in Vegas.
Equipment and do one in Vegas.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, it's it was an interesting week because, like, you know, normally we would sit there for, I mean, I would sit there for at least 4 or 5 hours a day gambling.
Right.
But I only spent an average of 2 hours a day gambling.
Right.
But we did go there for a conference and for work. And so we did get a lot of business opportunities and, like, part of Vegas is like people experience Vegas differently, right? I know this show is about gambling and scared money don't make money, but I'm going to equate this also to business, okay? Mm-hmm. Because we ended up going to probably like a nightclub almost every night, hosting parties for potential clients, mm-hmm. clients, and people in the industry. So it was a fun time, but it was also like a crazy night, every night of like packed tables, right? Like mm-hmm. we would have a table, normally a table in Vegas, like at Omnia or like Hakkasan or XS, would mm-hmm. like have maybe like 12 to 15 people. It's a comfortable space. But I would say like every night we were there, we probably had about 30 to 50 people on our table, right?
Which is rare for us.
Which is rare. Uh-huh. And so like, I don't know, I think it's like people in the industry normally haven't been able to get tables because other people do get tables normally, but I think the industry is a little slow, so people aren't wanting to go. So the rest of the people who kind of like come to tables were all at our table. So at one point at Hakkasan, we had the biggest table in the nightclub, which comfortably can fit about 25 people. But we were there for like half an hour, and then we ended up getting our own separate table, right?
Right.
I mean, it was so packed.
Yeah, exactly. As soon as I walked in, I was like, what's going on? You're just like, it was crazy. All these people? Like, I didn't recognize maybe more than half of the people. So I decided, you know what, Sam, let's just get another table and then let these guys, you know, enjoy this table and we'll just get another table.
Right.
And that's how we split it up. And actually, that was probably the right move.
Yeah, and then what's crazy is like people are like, how do you guys spend so much money or why do you guys spend so much money at clubs? And it's like our business model is a little different because our clients spend a lot of money. We're not out there clients who are like giving us $5,000, $10,000 a month in budgets. Like our clients are like, you know what? I got $20 million to spend on mm-hmm. this year on budgets. Yeah. I got $10 million. I got $5 million. So for us to spend... you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a night on a nightclub, but entertaining and having fun and it's about building relationships.
Yep.
And I think people don't understand that because our business is different than other people's business. So if I'm going to say this. For the amount of money we spent this week in the nightclubs, I think it was about $100,000.
Right.
I'm going to say we're going to get about $20 million in business.
Which is a good ROI. Yeah,
I would say it's a great ROI.
Exactly.
Right? But also part of that is like when people are in meetings, right? Like we had a meeting in our suite and people are like, oh, it needs to be professional. You have to wear a suit. You have to wear a tie or whatever. Like, hey, I'm more about building relationships and being real. And one meeting I was getting an IV because, you know, I was getting tired. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, hey, why don't you do an IV with us while you're talking? And so we're meeting and having a business meeting.
Yeah.
I also got him an IV drip so that he'd be refreshed,
right.
You know? So, and then through that, another attorney came that was a client, and they got to meet each other and now they can do business together. So it's just like an interpersonal relationship and meeting together that kind of attracts our type of business, right?
Exactly. So, I mean, you're at a like leisure atmosphere, just sitting there getting ivy, right? You're just talking to like normal people, and like you don't think about talking about business, but actually it does come up,
right?
And then it just starts that way.
And even at the nightclub, like it was great because there are some guys that like I would probably not even meet or have a relationship with, or even if I did meet, it'll just be a very stiff meeting because I'd be like, hi, my name is so and so, but like. In that setting, like we get to dance together, we get to drink together, and then like afterwards, I came to our suite, and then we talked business some, and we enjoyed each other, and kind of shared our stories, and like I think at one point we even gambled together. So it was like all of that. I mean, people can say like, "Hey, it just seems like so like you're why are you out there partying and spending all this money," but like people don't realize I built my business on relationships, and part of relationships is like creating a fun environment for people that maybe normally wouldn't get to experience that. Cause most people, when you go to a club, aren't spending like $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 and get to experience that, you know?
Exactly.
So
but then, I mean, it's great to like, when you're partying with somebody, you get to know somebody, hey, you know what? Let's get to know each other outside of business.
Right.
And let's just see how you are.
Right.
You know, just kind of hanging out.
Yep.
And that's perfect.
Yeah. And that kind of goes in the whole theme of our title, which is Scared Money, Don't Make Money. So it applies to gambling, but it also applies to business because it's like, hey,
if you don't spend money,
we're scared to spend money,
exactly,
then we may not get the opportunity to work with people like that because there's a lot of companies out there and people out there who are very like professional and very strict, like to the books and stiff. And it's like, am I that person? I'm not that person. But if they met me in that setting, they probably wouldn't do business with me because they don't get to know me.
Right.
They may do business based on reputation, but as you get to know them in a personal level, they're like, oh my God, this was like the best night of my life.
Right.
It was so fun and da da da.
Well, that opens doors.
It does open
you
doors.
Know, I mean, that gets to start, you know, you start talking to them.
Right.
And then after a while, then you're like, okay, let's get into business. And you start looking to the numbers and say, all right, you know, if the numbers look good, then, you know, let's do business.
Exactly. And the funny thing is one of the guys that hopefully we can do business with, and he went out with us because I was like, reluctant. He was like, I was like, why don't you come out with us tonight? He goes, no, I don't know. And then he came out. But during that meeting, because like we never really met about business, he was like, hey, by chance, people are saying, like, if I knew a guy named Champagne Sam, and, like, that's kind of like my alter ego or my nickname in Vegas, right, with all the clubs. And so they're like,
do you want to explain why you're Champagne Sam?
I've been doing this type of business relationships at clubs for a long time in different industries and stuff, but, like, whenever I go out to a club, it's like in the beginning and stuff, like I would have a lot of champagnes and they would do champagne presentations and I even had like champagne shower. So then like they're like, hey, this is Champagne Sam. It kind of stuck with it. And then even in business, like because our reputation in my core business and in digital marketing, they're like, oh, you should do business with Champagne Sam. So like there's like actually two Sams in our industry in marketing, one guy they call Big Sam and I'm Champagne Sam. So like, you know what? Like I'm okay with that because at least they know who I am and what type of like fun guy I am, but also very reputable in the industry.
Right.
And so, you know, we've spent a lot of, I mean, we probably spent so much money over the last 10 years. And
I kind of don't want to look at it.
I don't want to look at it either. But I would say based on that and the if you look at that versus like the ROI of the money that we generated in terms of gross revenues over the last 10 years, it's like over $500 million between all of our businesses. So I would say it's totally worth it. And it's like the scared money. You can't be scared to spend money.
Exactly.
And then you'll get it back. So like in the same, mindset of like gambling, I do that in business.
Yep.
And it
works out.
It works out.
Yeah.
It does work out.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been fortunate enough to make it work out.
Right.
But I would say it's we've been lucky. Yeah. Right. So same thing that we would rather have luck, in gambling.
We need luck in business.
We need luck in business, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about sports betting because, like I said, in the tables at casinos this week, it was terrible. I was down a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But the business side, I think it's going to be very good.
Right.
So that was the upside.
Mm-hmm.
But then I want to talk about sports betting this week because yesterday was the NCAA Final Four,
Purdue versus
UConn. And I put money on UConn and the spread was like 6.5 or 7 at mm-hmm. the end of the game. I bet UConn. So right. they covered by, I think they won by 13 or 15.
Yeah.
And so, but this week, I would say I'm having a pretty crazy run in sports betting right now.
I mean, what's your record or like?
Man, like I think I told you, like we have this AI that our podcast producer built.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't follow it fully this whole week, but the record for the AI was like 35-7.
Wow.
So it was crazy.
We should try to promote that.
I know.
So we'll try to promote the AI eventually.
We're going to test it a little bit more and then we will potentially do a subscription model on that and get people to get it, but we'll figure that out. But like I've been trying to do my own picks on NBA, NHL, and now starting baseball season. Mm-hmm. And then during this time now, for the last 5 weeks, I've been positive and I'm up like $22,000
oh, wow.
in 5 weeks, which that's is a good, good run.
Yeah, it is. I mean, to be positive every week for 5 weeks, that's really rare too.
Yep. And then being up $21,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Which actually helps me cover the losses I had. I didn't quite lose that much, but I kind of lost that much.
Right.
Not really, but.
Okay. So what's your secret in like sports betting?
My strategy right now?
What's your strategy
so right it's kind of weird because my strategy in sports betting is like, I'm starting to like get a feeling, like emotional feeling.
Are you feeling sense. Or are you looking at stats?
I'm looking at stats too, but it's like a trend, right? It's like, if I know that some team is on a 5-game winning streak and another team is like on a 5-game losing streak, you're going to go with the trend like we're all talking about, right?
Oh,
like
the black and red.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So it's not about like, oh, on paper, this team should win and this team should lose.
Right.
But also I'm like looking into like, hey, what happened in the last 5 games? Are they winning? Are they losing? Or are they, is there any kind of like trend that's happening? Because some teams get hot, like, and some teams are losing and the reason they might be losing is because they don't have the right team chemistry or whatever the situation might be.
Right.
Or they might have a beef with each other and they don't want to play with each other.
Right.
Right. So I look at that and then I look at the past games that played, like if it was Lakers versus Warriors, which is tonight, we're going tonight.
Right.
Like Lakers won last time and they hit the over. Today, I think the line is like 233 or 235. I bet the over on this game because I feel like they, and I think Lakers are number 9 in the Western Division and Warriors are 10. So they're fighting for that final spot for the playoff. And so it's like, it's either going to be like, and I don't know, Lakers don't really play defense and they just shoot a lot. And I think Warriors go with the pace of the teams.
Okay.
So like,
but the Warriors have Curry too.
So. And they have Curry too. So my bet tonight is Lakers and Warriors over.
Okay.
I have a feeling Lakers should win, but I didn't bet that. So I'm just betting on the over, which the line I got was 233.
Is that your lock of the day?
That is my lock of the day
today.
So
mark that, fellas. Okay. I'm podcast here.
And I do have another lock of the day in baseball, which I've been riding them the whole season since the beginning.
So the Dodgers?
Dodgers. I have Dodgers money line, and I hope those two hit. But I did, because of the record of the AI that we have, I did follow AI just today.
Okay.
So and I followed it the last 4 days, and it was positive every day for four days. But I missed a day where it was like 15-1.
Okay.
Which would have been 14 units.
Oh my goodness, yes.
So today there's like 13 or 14 games. I'm hoping today's also a 14-1 day. Something like that. Yeah. Or at least like I win like 7 units, yeah, which then, you know, which would be nice.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, what's the name of the AI app, or do we have
we don't have a name yet because it's just kind of in
just called AI.
We just call it, I forgot what it's called, like top picks or top binding or something like that. But I think once this kind of works out and we put in other sports into it, right now it's just NBA.
Okay.
But if we do NBA, baseball, hockey, and football next year, I think we'll start to like roll it out and do some subscription model.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, do we have any trips coming up or any gambling? I think we're going to have in the future episodes or maybe next episode, we're going to bring a guest of kids who are just starting gambling.
Exactly.
Either between 18 to 21 who just started gambling. We want to kind of understand their mindset, how they got into gambling, how they did. Is it hard? Is it easy? Do they give up? Do they want to continue?
Thinking.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, okay.
So
that'd be great.
So this week, I think we'll figure out a few more picks. But yeah,
like every time you come on, you give your lock of the day.
My lock of the
day. See how it goes.
Yeah, but the problem is, you know, it's not gonna be out until later.
Well, you just gave the pick
today. I did.
So then you did give it before. So
yeah, and I think until next time, Sonny.
Okay.
Thanks for talking about gambling.
There you go. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. See you later.